हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 So let us continue from where we left. So whenever a mantra shows Atma being distinct from the body, mind, senses complex, then we can understand that that mantra presents drik drishya viveka. That mantra presents the method of distinguishing the self from the non-self. Okay. So the beautiful example was given. Yena lohaha dahati saha agnihi. What is fire? Agnihi is that by which a metal burns. Means metal does not burn. Metal enjoys the status of being status of being the burner because of the fire. In fact, that because of which metal burns is the fire. Next sentence. Atmano vigneyam. Atmanaha avigneyam. Kimatrasmin loke parisishyate. First the question is asked. Atmano vigneyam kimatrasmin loke parisishyate. Atmanaha avigneyam. Atra loke. Kim parisishyate? Atmanaha avigneyam kim atra asmin loke parisishyate? Until then the question. Asmin loke kim parisishyate? What remains in this world? Here, atra here, asmin loke in this world. Kim parisishyate? What remains? Which cannot be known, which is not known by the Atma, who does not come under the category of the known. So Atmanaha Vigyam, Atmanaha Vigyam. What remains in this world, here in this world, which is not known by the Atma. In fact, anything and everything which enjoys the status of being existent in this world definitely is known by the Atma. Anything and everything which is known by the Atma only. There's no other knower. So the answer is, Nakinchit parisishyate. Atra asmin loke atmanaha avigneyam kim parisishyate. What exists? What remains in this world? What remains here in this world which is not known by the Atma? Nakinchit parisishyate. Nothing remains in this world which is not known by the Atma. Sarvameva tu atmana vigneyam. Sarvameva tu atmana vigneyam. Sarvameva tvatmana vigneyam. Sarvam eva tu atmana vigneyam. Everything has to be known. Everything is known by the Atma only. Known by the Atma means what? Let me make it very clear. Knowing is swarupam. Knowing is bringing an object to light, illumining, Illumining is ending existence. So any object and every object enjoys a status of being existent in this world is object of knowledge, which is known by the Atma, known because of the blessing of the Atma, because of the presence of the Atma. So yasya atmanaha avigneyam, yasya atmanaha avigneyam nakinchit parisishyate saha atma sarvajnaha. Very nice. Yasya atmanaha avigneyam nakinchit parisishyate saha atma sarvajnaha. So the atma by which, so nakinchit avasishyate avigneyam. That Atma nothing remains in this world, nothing remains without being known by that Atma. Nothing remains in this world without being known by that Atma. That Atma is Sarvajnaha. That Atma is Sarvajnaha. That Atma is omniscient, all-knowing. All-knowing means what? All-knowing here does not mean the omniscience, not as an Ishvara. Sarvajnaha means the source of all knowledge. That's why knowledge has no beginning. Knowledge cannot be created. Knowledge is not something which happens. Knowledge is nothing but discovery of what is already is knowledge. Therefore, the source of all knowledge is this abstract formless reality, consciousness. This abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of being conscious, which is the nature of knowing, thereby which is implied by the term consciousness, Atma, is the source of all knowledge. They were said to be omniscient, all-knowing, Sarvajnaha. Yasya Atmanaha avigneyam nakinchit parisishyate. The Atma for which nothing remains in this world, nothing remains in this world without being known by that Atma. That nothing remains in this world without being known by the Atma. Nakinchit avasishyate avigneyam atmanaha. So nothing remains in this world which is not known by the Atma. Therefore, everything which remains in the world is known by the Atma only. Which means the knower of everything is only Atma. All knowledge is because of Atma. Therefore, saha Atma sarvajnaha, that Atma is sarvajnaha. The Atma is all-knowing. And what is that Atma? That all-pervasive, only secondless reality is here available for recognition as the truth of eyed experiencer knower. Therefore, that Atma is Brahma, the truth is what? Is here as the I, Swarup of the I. Etadvaitate. But this knower experiencer obtaining as the self, as the innermost essence, is nothing but that truth of the whole jagat implied by the term Atma. So here, please understand one thing. Knowing is this swarupam. Knowing is bringing an object to light. Bringing an object to light is illumining. Illumining is making the object known. Making the object known is what? Revealing the object. Please see the order. Okay. Knowing the object is, here knowing is a swarupam. Knowing you have an action. This abstract formless reality is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, in the presence of the Atma, Atma need not do anything. Presence of the Atma, when there is manifestation, and there objects become known. Therefore, knowing is the swarupam. Knowing is bringing an object into light. But bringing an object to light is what? Illumining. Knowing is bringing an object to light. Bringing an object to light is illumining. Illumining is making the object known, making the unknown object known, and making the object known is what? Revealing the object. Revealing the object is lending existence to the object. Therefore, every object which has the status of being existent is the revealed object. Revealed object is illumined object. Illumined object is object has been brought to light, which is made known. Therefore, even though Atma is not the revealer of every object is Atma. Therefore, there's no object remains in this world which is not revealed by the Atma. Let me give you an example here. Well, you know the nature of the light. Light is one uniform, changeless. And the light does not need to do anything, like sunlight. In the presence of the light, all the opaque things shine. So, by its mere presence, by its very nature, illumining is the very nature of the light, nature of the sun. So, even though illumining is not an action, illumining is very nature. Therefore, illuminated of the opaque things is light. Illumining the opaque thing is bringing, now you can say light brings the opaque things to light. Light illumines the opaque thing, light brings the opaque things to light. Therefore, light reveals the object. Light makes the object known. Light reveals the opaque things. Similarly here, absolutely, if object obtaining in any form, subtle and gross, sound, form, color, taste, touch, visible, invisible, known, all the subtle and gross objects with all their attributes shine, enjoy the status of being existent only because they are revealed by the Atma. There's no object which is not illumined, brought to light, revealed, known by the Atma. So nothing remains here. Nakinchit parisishyate avijñeyam yasya atmanah. Atma sarvajñah. Therefore, illuminator of all opaque things is the sunlight, sun. Similarly here, the illuminator, revealer, all knower of all the world of inert material objects is the Atma. Therefore, this abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, of the nature of knowing, which we arrive at as the Surupa of the knower, is Atma, implied by the term Atma, the only truth of the whole Jagat. Etadvaitat, next sentence. Kim tadu, yad nachiketasa prishtam. Kim tadu, yad nachiketasa prishtam. What is that which was asked for by Nachiketas? What is that which was asked for by Nachiketas? Devadibhi api vichikitsitam. Which was doubted, which was debated even by devas. Vichikitsam, devadibhi api vichikitsam. Even devas were not very clear about that Atma. And even they were doubtful of the Atma, doubted. Even were debated by the devas. Devadibhi api vichikitsitam. Dharmadibhyaha anyat. That is distinct from all the dharmas. Dharmadibhyaha anyat. Dharmadibhyaha anyat. So, dharmadibhyaha anmet means what now? That which is distinct from right and wrong, that which is distinct from proper and improper, that which is distinct from dharma and adharma. Atma, the pure consciousness, has no right and wrong, good and bad. But there cannot be something called good or bad without the Atma. There cannot be something called right or wrong without the Atma. That which is said to be right enjoys existence only because of the Atma. That which is wrong also enjoys existence only because of the Atma. So right and wrong, good and bad, enjoy their existence in the presence of the Atma. But Atma is free from, distinct from right and wrong, dharma and adharma, and which is debated even by the devas. Dharma, dharma adibhyaha means what? Dharma, dharmebhyaha anyat. Devadibhyapi vichikitsam. That reality, which alone was asked by Nachiketas, asked for by Nachiketas. Nachiketasa yad prishtam. What is that? Vishnoho paramam padam. The exalted swarupam of all parvesu Bhagavan Vishnu. The swarupam of Vishnu, swarupam of Ishwarai, swarupam of every jiva. Vishnoho paramam padam. The exalted, absolute, intrinsic swarupam, nature of Vishnu, Ishwara. All pervasive Lord. Yasmat param nasti. Beyond which nothing exists. So that abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, which is implied by the term Atma, which is the exalted nature of Vishnu, which is distinct from dharma and adharma, is free from dharma and adharma, which is debated even by devas, which alone was asked for by Nachiketas. And that reality, that is Atma, there is nothing beyond that Atma. Atma is beyond everything. Atma is the very truth of everything. Beyond everything is what? Atma is the very truth which lends existence to everything. அது ஆத்மா. தெர்ஃபார் ஆத்மா பீங் தி வெரி ட்ரூத் விச் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், ஆத்மா விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஆல் தி ஃபார்ம்ஸ், நேம்ஸ் அண்ட் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ். Therefore, beyond all forms, names and functions, Atma is as the very existence. Beyond the entire world of objects of countless number of forms, names and functions, obtained in five different forms, Atma is. Atma means Atma is distinct, whereas Atma, there is nothing beyond Atma. யஸ்மாத் பரம் நாஸ்தி, தேர்ஸ் நத்திங் விச் இஸ் மோர் எக்ஸால்டட் தென் ஆத்மா, தேர்ஸ் நத்திங் விச் இஸ் ஆஸ் எக்ஸால்ட் அஸ் ஆத்மா, நத்திங் விச் இஸ் மோர் சூப்பீரியர் ஆர் கிரேட்டர் தென் ஆத்மா, நத்திங் விச் இஸ் ஆஸ் சூப்பீரியர் ஆஸ் கிரேட்டர் ஆத்மா. ஆத்மா இஸ் தி கிரேட்டஸ்ட் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங், ஆத்மா இஸ் பியாண்ட் எவ்ரி திங், ஆத்மா இஸ் டிஸ்டிங் ஃப்ரம் எவ்ரி திங். விஷ் பரமம் பதம் யஸ்மாத் பரம் நாஸ்தி, எதை காட்டிலும் மேலான ஒன்று இல்லையோ, யஸ்மாத் பரம் நாஸ்தி பியாண்ட் விச் நத்திங், தேர்ஸ் நத்திங் கிரேட்டர் தேன் தட், சுப்பீரியர் டு தட், எக்ஸால்ட் மோர் எக்ஸால்டட் தேன் தட் ஆர் பியாண்ட் தட். வை? பிகாஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் பியாண்ட் எவ்ரி திங். தத்வா ஏதது, அண்ட் தட் எக்ஸால்டட் ரியாலிட்டி விச் இஸ் பியாண்ட் எவ்ரி திங், which is the truth of everything, is distinct from everything, which is swarupa of, exalted swarupa of the Lord, the whole Vishnu, which is free from dharma and adharma, which is debated even by devas, which alone was specifically chosen and asked for by Vichachiketas, that reality is what? Yetad. That reality is this pure knowledge, pure consciousness, obtaining as the swarupam of the I, the knower experiencer, the nearest self. This truth, yetad adhigatam. Now this has been understood, ityartha, which means ஜீவஸ்வரூபம் இஸ் நான் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஈஸ்வரஸ்வரூபம். தட் எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ஜீவா அண்ட் ஈஸ்வர் ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் தி சேம். தி ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் தி என்டைட்டி ஆஃப் தி காஸ்மாஸ் அலோன் இஸ் தேர் அஸ் தி ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங் விச் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் பார்ட் ஆஃப் தி யூனிவர்ஸ். The truth of the entity of the cosmos is the truth of the every individual. That truth is one secondless and non-dual. The truth is abstract, subtlest reality, and which is of the nature of, which is arrived at in terms of its nature of pure consciousness, pure awareness. Okay. With this, third mantra is over. Now in this, we are going to see in this mantra again. Again, same Atma Swarupam is discussed again. Atma Swarupam is discussed as what? Atma Swarupam means nature of the all-pervasive, only secondless, non-dual reality implied by the term Atma, obtaining as the innermost essence of individual is discussed here. Okay. Previously, we understood Atma being distinct from the individual body, mind and complex has been understood. Thereby, we can understand how this age-old, timeless teaching methodology of distinguishing knower from the known has been presented in the previous mantra. Now we are going to see here, same again for our own further ascertainment, we have to say repeatedly, there is no I other than consciousness. There is I. Is I is what? Relative form. What is the absolute nature of the I? Pure consciousness. Abstract, formless. But what do we do now? Not knowing what this I is, and this I sense being inseparable from the body mind sense complex. Because I sense rises in the mind, and the mind is the subtlest inter instrument of knowledge, which is inseparable from this Golagam called heart, and which is again is part of the whole physical body. So it is impossible, very difficult to distinguish I and see what exactly I is, to understand this I referring to pure consciousness, there be being distinct and different from the body, mind, sense complex. But again, now leaving the physical body, not only the body, what about the antahkaranam? This truth of the individual, essential nature of the individual, the swarup of the individual is the innermost essence of the individual implied by the Mahatma is nothing but abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Stutuya arivudan ovvorudaiya swarupam. This is the fact. But now we have to distinguish this knower consciousness from the known states of mind. Because there's no distance at all between the consciousness and anything known. Knower and the known, there's no distance. But mind is the internal instrument of knowledge. And where the cognitions pertaining to the entity of the world of objects take place. And what is that, because of the presence of which the experience, the each experience is possible. We understand mind in terms of its three states of experience. Every state of mind is a state, every state of mind is a state of experience. A state of experience is a state of mind. We understand the mind itself in terms of its nature of being, the experience. Therefore, the three states of experience which we know are here analyzed in this mantra. For what? Through this analysis, we are going to distinguish the experiencer. Thereby, you are going to see the experiencer being distinct from the experience. The experience itself is an object of experience. Experience also is experienced. Experience comes under the category of the experienced object category only. Not only the experienced body, but the experience also is object of experience. Therefore, the experiencer is distinct from the experience, which is also experienced, which is also known. Okay, let's see here. Which means a state of mind having various thought modifications, various cognitions, is what? The witnessed object of experience. And the experiencer, because of whose presence experience is possible, is abstract reality, consciousness, Atma. Okay, let us see here now. Atisukshmatvat. Let me teach you. Let me make it very clear for you. Atisukshma means what? Atisukshma means sukshma, means subtle. Atisukshma, very subtle. Sukshmata means subtleness. Sukshmatvam means subtleness. Atisukshmatvam means what? Extreme subtleness. Sukshma adjective. Sukshmatvam subtleness. Atisukshmatvam extreme subtleness. Sukshmatvat due to the extreme subtleness, because of the extreme subtleness, because of having the status of being extremely subtle. See, I am giving the best translation, okay? Atisukshmatvat due to, because of, the state having the status of being extremely subtle, or due to because of the extreme subtleness, adisukshmatvat durvigneyam. Gneyam can be known. Vigneyam can be known. Durvigneyam cannot be known. Implies difficulty. Durvigya means it cannot be known at all, or it can be understood, comprehended, comprehensible with great difficulty. Itimatva, thinking thus, because of its extreme subtleness, it cannot be it is not comprehensible easily. Only with tremendous difficulty it is comprehensible. Thinking thus, matva, itimatva, thinking thus. Etameva artham, the same teaching. Etameva artham means what? The same, the content, the meaning of this previous mantra. The teach content of the previous mantra, the teaching, the same teaching. Punaha punaha aha, again and again. Repeat, says punaha punaha aha. So Upanishad again and again repeats, says again and again, says presents the same teaching. Why? Because it is very, very, very difficult. Atma is not comprehensible easily. Atma is comprehensible only with tremendous difficulty. Why it is comprehensible with difficulty? Because of its having the status of being extremely subtle. Because of its extreme subtleness. How subtle is Atma? How subtle is Atma? Atma is the subtlest. There's nothing subtler than the Atma. Atma is subtler than knowledge, subtler than experience, subtler than the thought, subtler than space. Why? Atma is the very truth of experience. Atma, very truth and source of knowledge. Atma is the swarupa of the knower. Atma is the truth of everything. There's nothing subtler than the Atma. The Atma is the absolutely all-pervasive reality. So even subtleness of Atma also is inexplicable. It's inexplicably subtle. I always say this. Therefore, Atisukshmatvat, because of its extreme subtleness, Atma is comprehensible with great difficulty. Therefore, etameva artham, the same teaching of the given the previous mantra, punaha punaha aha. Upanishad presents again and again. Now don't ask why we are repeating, okay? You all know the reason why we're repeating, repetition. Svapnantam jagaritantam chobhoyenanu pashyati. Svapnantam jagaritantam. Svapnantam jagaritantam chobhoyenanu pashyati. Mahantam vibhumatmanam matva dhiro na shochati. Svapnantam jagaritantam chobhoyenanu pashyati. Mahantam vibhumatmanam matva dhiro na shochati. Okay, here Svapnantam jagaritantam cha ubhau yena anupashyati. Mahantam vibhum atmanam matva dhiraha na shochati. So here, knowing the atma, wise person does not grieve anymore. Which means, knowing the atma itself is what? Putting an end to, putting a full stop to grieving. No more grief. Therefore, Atma is Mahan. There's nothing which is as great as Atma, greater than the Atma. Atma is the greatest. Mahan Atma. Why Mahan? Time was limitless, spatial limitless, object was limitless, subtlest, all pervasive, only truth which lends existence to everything. Atma is Mahan. And Vibhu, Atma alone shines. How one substance called light alone shines as every opaque thing inseparably, Atma alone shines as experiencer, obtaining in every experience of every experienced object. Atma alone shines as everything, Vibhu. And knowing that Atma, Atmanam Matva, knowing such Atma, which alone shines as everything, which is great, wise person, dhiraha, the intelligent person, does not grieve, na shochati. Panditaha na anushochanti. Wise people do not grieve. Here Upanishad says, dhiraha na shochati, means panditaha na shochati. Then who grieve, whoever is grieving is otherwise. Wise do not grieve. So whoever grieving is must be what? Otherwise only. Agyan is only. Okay. And what is that Vibhu? What is that Atma which is Vibhu? What is that Atma which is Mahan? He said, Atma is that because of which Yena. Atma is that because of which by which alone, by whose presence alone, by which alone, because of whose presence alone, anupashyati. One sees, one experiences what? Swapna antam jagarita antam. Swapnantam means, if the word anta should be taken as object. Why object is called anta? Every object has an end. Every object has a beginning. Every object has an end also. Therefore, swapnantam means all the objects experienced in dream. So, that because of the blessing of which alone, presence of which alone, one sees, one experiences the objects of dream, swapnantam. And also that because of the presence of which alone, one experiences the jagarita antam, jagarita antam, objects of waking state. What does it mean? That because of which alone, whose presence alone, because of the presence of which alone, one has the experience of the objects of waking state, one experience of the objects of the dream state. That, which means the experiencer must be there for the experience to take place. Only then objects become experienced. So a person has the status of being the experiencer and thereby experiences the dream objects, experiences the objects of the waking state only because of the blessing of the Atma. Blessing only because of the presence of the Atma. Presence of this abstract reality itself is the blessing. When is it present? Always. Where is it present? Everywhere. How is it present? Changelessly. Changelessly means what? Beginninglessly. Therefore, endlessly. Beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, always, everywhere, independently, that which is there abstractly is what? This reality. And how do you arrive at it? Only in terms of its nature of knowing that reality is Atma. The Atma is always there. Because of the presence of which alone, one experiences ubhau, both the objects experienced in dream, the objects of waking, jagritantam, swapnantam, anupashyati. Okay, what is the Atma? Who is the experiencer now? Atma is not the experiencer. But who is the experiencer? The experiencer is Atma. What is the Swarupa of the experiencer? Abstract. Abstractness, formlessness, changelessness. Knowing, being aware, being conscious. Does Atma undergo any change when a perceives the object? No. Therefore, Atma is like what? The witness, Sakshi. And what is the distance between the Sakshim and Sakshi, witness and the witness? No distance. Is it the same but distinct? And therefore, that is the truth of I, the content of I, truth of experiencer. Just as the truth of the illuminator is nothing but light, truth of the wave is water. Gross example, subtle example. I'm giving two examples. Similarly, the truth of knower experiencer is nothing but abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Atma. Therefore, and our Atma is what? Mahan, great. So Mahantam Vibhum Atmanam Matva. Matva means having thought, but here having discovered, having stumbled upon, having arrived at, having distinguished the Atma, understanding that reality, abstract reality, being distinct from the knower, known and knowledge, having dwelt upon it, having ascertained, having understood, assimilated that Atma, the great Atma which is free from all limitations, which alone shines as everything, pervading everything. Dhiraha. Dhiraha, the protector of the intellect. Dhiraha, protector of the intellect. One has discerned the consciousness as the self. One has discerned the Atma and taken ownership of Atma as the self. Thereby, one has protected the intellect. That discriminative, intelligent, wise person, na shochati, does not grieve. So, jnana phalam is also mentioned in this mantra. Okay. Sopna, I'm reading the bhashyam. Sopnantam. We know very well the state of deep dream state has to undergo change. Only then one can go back to deep sleep state. Only from deep sleep state one has to wake up, then the waking state. All three states of experience cannot be there simultaneously. One has to be awake. From being awake, one has to fall asleep. Which means from waking state undergoes a change, then one has the deep sleep state experience. And the deep sleep state is disturbed, gets disturbed partially, then one goes through dream state. From dream, again one goes back to deep sleep state. And again one wakes up from deep sleep state. It means all three states of experience are discontinuous. No experience is permanent. There's no such thing called permanent experience. In every experience, there is experience of the permanent reality. But no experience is permanent. In every time-bound experience, there is experience of the experiencer who is another than permanent eternal reality. But no experience is permanent. Every experience is time-bound. Therefore, every object of experience also is time-bound. So time itself is object of experience. Therefore, we experience time in the waking state, we experience dream in the waking, the space in the waking state, and we experience all the forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space in the waking state. So experience itself is time-bound. The experienced world of objects also is time-bound. Experience undergoes a change. So it is time-bound, is discontinuous. And when waking is there cannot be dream and deep sleep state. When there's dream, there cannot be deep sleep state and waking. Therefore, each state of all these three states of experience are mutually exclusive. But what is one thing which is continuously there in all three states of experience? I, the experiencer, am there continuously. That is why I'm able to compare one state of experience with the other state of experience. How is waking state experience? How was dream experience? How was deep sleep experience? I'm able to talk about deep sleep state experience on waking up from sleep, which means I am there. I, the experiencer, who am distinct from the experience, always there. I the experiencer, am always there continuously in all the discontinuous states of experience, which are mutually exclusive. So who are my experiencer? So I, the experiencer, am witness, consciousness. I, the experiencer, am abstract, formless reality. I, the experiencer, am pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And that is implied by the Tamatma. Therefore, and one has to distinguish. So Matva has so many meanings. One has distinguished the Atma, discerned the Atma, and Atma being distinct, then one has repeated, dwell upon that Atma being one's own self, I, the over am consciousness, I, the over am consciousness, I, the over am consciousness. One has to see very clearly there is no experience other than consciousness. I cannot be taken as an object, I, the experiencer, am consciousness. I has to be seen as the experiencer, distinct from the experienced object. Then the experiencer being consciousness must be understood. Then I, the knower, experiencer, am consciousness. Thereby, I sense must be identified with consciousness. I sense must be distinguished and identified with the consciousness. Resolved in consciousness. I am consciousness. This is what is meant by the word matva. So having understood that, then your person by repeated dwelling and becomes assimilated, ascertained, no doubt at all, the person's perception of the self changes. The errant perception becomes corrected. Identity with the body, mind and complex becomes negated. Then from the standpoint of consciousness, when a person sees one's own self as his consciousness, all the wrong notions resolve, no more superimposition. Therefore, the wrong notion caused problems being not there. Kartrutvam goes, Bhoktrutvam resolves all the wrong notions. The doership, enjoyership, Sanchita karma, Agami karma, Paratya karma, all these superimposed upon the Atma become resolved. The person takes ownership of freedom. He is already there as one's own Swarupam. Thereby, grief resolves for good. The person does not grieve anymore. Okay. Now, you see the Bhashyam. Swapnantam. Swapnamadhyam. Swapnantam means what? Swapnasya ante vidyamanam. Swapnantam. Means Swapnamadhyam. Swapnamadhyam means what? Swapnamadhye sthitam Swapnamadhyam. Means Swapna Vigneyam ityartaha. Swapnantam is equal to Swapnamadhyam. Swapnamadhyam is equal to Swapna Vigneyam ityartaha. Swapna Vigneyam is what? Swapne Vigneyam. Swapna Vigneyam. Vigneyam means to be known in dream. Means objects experienced in dream. Okay. Tatha Jagaritantam. Jagarita Madhyam. Jagrita Madhyam means what? Jagrita Vigneyam. Jagrita Vigneyam means what? Objects to be known or experienced in dream state. Objects experienced in the waking state. Objects experienced in the waking state. Jagrita Vigneyam. So Vigneyam literally means to be known, but it here implies object. Objects experienced in the waking state. Jagrita Vigneyam cha. Ubhau, both, means objects of both states of experience. Swapna Jagaritantau, objects obtaining in, experienced in the dream state as well as in the waking state. Yena, yena, Atmana Anupashyati. that Atma, because of whose grace, whose presence, whose blessing, because of whom alone, because of which alone, a person experience anupashyati lokaha. So loka means what? People. So loka singular word, so anupashyati. A person sees, experiences. Iti sarvam purvavat. Okay. Sarvam purvavat means what? Everything must be taken like before. Before means what? Like how exactly what has been explained in the previous mantra should be understood here also. It means that Atma is abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, and which is arrived in terms of its nature of awareness, consciousness, pure knowledge, and which is implied with the term Atma. Okay. See, the verb pashyati means sees. Bhati shines. Anubhati shines after. Bhati shines. Anubhati shines after. Opaque thing shines means what? Opaque thing becomes revealed. So the light reveals the opaque thing. Light shines. Opaque thing shines after the light. Similarly here, pashyati sees. A person sees, mean he alone sees. How is it possible for him to see? He has the status of being a seer only because of the blessing of the Atma. Therefore, anupashyati. One up. The experience itself is possible. Every individual enjoys the status of individual jiva, enjoys the status of being experiencer only because of the blessing of the Atma. The jiva itself is nothing but manifestation of Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, here anupashyati, nobody can directly, independently discover Atma. Discover one's own sarupam. Discover the truth of the universe obtaining as one's own sarupam. It is not possible. One has to see the truth, discover the truth, only with the help of the pramanam called Shastram. And the Shastram also becomes meaningful only when the mantras are unfolded. Therefore, anupashyati means a person, whoever discovers, arises, stumbles upon cognitively the reality of the universe obtaining as one's own self, understands the self, arises the self, the reality as one's own self, only with the help of the Shastra Pramanam and the teacher unfolds the Pramanam. So anupashyati means what? Based on the teaching, depending upon the teaching alone, one sees, discovers the truth. That is actually especially explained here. Why the prefix anu added to the verb pashyati? Pashyati itself, literally it means sees, it implies knows, understands, experiences, perceives. But here, whoever discovers Atma, that discovers the Atma only with the help of the Shastra Pramanam unfolded by the Guru. Every Ajnani Jiva is a Pramata, knower. And for him, he is a Pramanam. Pramata, you are the knower, you are a Pramata. And you have all five sense organs as Pramanani. And external world of objects are Pramayani. So, Shabdas, Parsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandhaha. Sound, form, color, taste, touch, etc. are Pramayani, objects of knowledge. Sense organs are Pramanani, means of knowledge. And you are the pramata subject of knowledge. Pramata subject of knowledge. Pramanam, pramanani instruments of knowledge. And prameyani objects of knowledge. But here, the pramata has to discover the swarupam of the pramata. Truth of the pramata. And that truth is what? Pramatuh swarupam aprameyam. Aprameyatma. The pramatru swarupam, the truth of the pramata, the knower experiencer, the truth of the pramata, the knower experiencer, is the only truth of the pramanam, the only truth of the prameyam. That truth, the truth of the pramata, the truth of the pramanam, truth of the prameyam, the truth of the subject of knowledge, object of knowledge, instrument of knowledge, is distinct from, free from this knower known knowledge difference. Triputi bhedaha. This reality, abstract reality implied by the term Atma is not the knower, not the known, not the knowledge. What is it then? It's free from this threefold difference. Knower, no knowledge difference is not the only part of the Atma. Atma is the swarupam of the knower. Atma is the very reality because of which one has the status of being the knower. Without whose presence, blessing, there cannot be knower. Thereby, without whose presence, there cannot be knowledge. Without whose presence, there cannot be the known. The truth of knower, known and knowledge is neither the subject, nor the object, nor the instrument of knowledge. It's distinct from all the three, very truth, not distant from all the three, truth of everything. Therefore, the truth and only, and to discover that, you need a special pramanam called Shastra to arrive at it. Therefore, anupashyati means with the help of the Shastra and the teacher, one arrives at the truth. Okay. Tam mahantam vibhum atmanam matva. So, you know, mahan, you know why? Meaning mahantam, objective case of mahan. Vibhum, objective case of vibhu. Mahantam vibhum atmanam matva. So, having understood. Matva means what? Avagamya. Having understood thoroughly, doubtlessly. Atma bhavena, as the very self. Atma bhavena means as the very self. Sakshad ahamasmi. Paramatma. Sakshad ahamasmi paramatma iti. Dhiraha nashochati. When the person shifts his identity from anatma, material body, minds, even mind, okay, three states of experience to the experiencer, okay, consciousness. When the person dissociates, distinguishes one's own self as the experiencer, thereby disidentifies oneself with the states of mind and thereby identifies oneself with abstract, formless consciousness, Atma. Thereby, what does he say? When he identifies oneself as the abstract, formless consciousness, means what? For him, the abstract, formless reality implied by the term Atma is not an object. It is the very content of I. So, aparokshataya, not as an object, as one's own sarupam. Sakshat means aparokshataya, as the very truth of I, the experiencer, when the person, as one's own self, when the person claims, takes ownership of that reality as the self, thereby has this vision. Aham asmi paramatma, I, the experiencer, and the absolute reality, absolute self, the only self of the entirety of the cosmos, the only truth of the entirety of the cosmos. Aham Paramatma, Aham Asmi Paramatma iti Sakshat Atma Bhavena Avagachati. When a person understands this reality, abstract formless reality, or is it as the truth of the experiencer I, then he takes ownership of that consciousness, claims that consciousness as what? One's own self. Atma Bhavena Avagachati. Ahamasmi Paramatma iti Avagachati. He understands the truth as one's own self. Thereby, he understands, I, the self, am Paramatma. I, the experiencer, knower, am Paramatma. Paramatma is not I. Paramatma, absolute self, the only truth of the whole jagat, the Atma, Brahma, Paramatma is not the individual, not the I. But I, the knower, experiencer, am Paramatma. I'm not different from Paramatma. I am Paramatma. Iti matma avagacchati. Iti manyate. He understands this. Then what happens? Error in the perception of the self becomes corrected. All simultaneously happens. All wrong notions resolve. Aham karta, aham bhokta, all notions resolve. Therefore, bhajita agami parabdha karma resolves. Then the error caused grief also resolves for good. The wise person does not grieve anymore. Na shochati aham paramatma asmi iti matva iti avagamya na shochati. It is not simply saying aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham paramatma, you know, aham paramatma. I attend Vedanta classes, I understand I am Paramatma. I know I am Paramatma. I am Brahmasmi. Not that. It is not for saying. One has to see clearly, subtly, the fact of one's own self absolutely, intrinsically, essentially being non-separate from Paramatma. One's own essential nature being abstract, formless reality consciousness. I cannot come under the category of the known. This, anything and everything indicated by any pronoun other than I alone comes under the category of the object. Anything and everything indicated by any pronoun, every pronoun other than the first person singular pronoun I alone comes under the category of the object. I, the first person singular pronoun I, comes under the category of the knower only. In fact, the only pronoun which has the status of being the knower is I. Your I am the knower. I, the knower, am distinct from the known. That must become very clear first. Then, I, the knower, am being distinct from the known. Who am I? I, the knower, am abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality. The only reality, the entity of the cosmos, the reality which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Consciousness is not the knower. Atma is the knower. Paramatma is the knower. But I, the knower, am Paramatma. Aham Paramatma asmi iti matva dhiraha na shochati. This person does not grieve anymore. Is it clear? Matva means avagamya, having understood. Okay. Class is over. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.